If you booze at Applebee's before noon, you're going to have a good time. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops hanging out with us tonight. Pecos, you just tweeted that out this morning. Are you lit right now? Are you lit right now? Live with me on the radio.
No, I would give it like a 5 right now.
Five?
I would say I'm pretty mild right now.
Pretty mild. Out of 10. 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. And then after tweeting that you're getting drunk at Applebee's this morning, you also tweeted headbang to Faith Hill or GTFO. Which song of Faith's got you headbanging today?
Man, you were on this step. No, somebody was playing this Kiss in Applebee's on the jukebox.
Nice.
I was the only person sitting at the bar. Just
headbanging? You were headbanging at the bar?
Getting it.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was like the only person at the bar. There's like a couple of families getting lunch there.
Were they headbanging too?
No.
Whole family? No, they were just relaxing, enjoying the song. What Faith Hill songs get you headbanging the most, aside from this Kiss?
Man, honestly, I haven't listened to Faith Hill in a long time. But this Kiss was just hitting right today.
It really is a good song. This kiss. I'll give you my
I used to listen to her and Tim McGraw stuff a good bit.
They have a lot of good duets.
Yeah.
For me, it gets me headbanging songs from Faith Hill. It's This Kiss, It Matters to Me,
When We Don't Talk, When We Don't Touch,
and Where Are You Christmas from the Grinch soundtrack.
Christmas is here.
Those are the three that get me going.
This is solid.
They're good ones, man, good ones. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops, man. You guys are a viral sensation. You dropped this damn song almost 2 years ago. We got a lot to get to tonight. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops hanging out on Radio Texas Live. We got more coming up.
Radio Texas Live.
Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops hanging out with us. Is that your real name? I've had Dalton on the show,
yeah.
Co on the show, and I made them both prove to me that it's the real name. Dalton lied, but Pecos is your real first name.
Yeah, Pecos Blade Hurley is my full name.
Pecos. You pronounce it Pecos. It makes more sense that way.
Yeah.
I was saying Pecos. Like
I'm used to either one. It doesn't really bother me.
Pecos flows a little better. Pecos.
Yeah.
You guys released your debut EP, Red Eye, right before the COVID lockdown back in January last year, but bolstered by a big viral hit, This Damn Song. A couple of your songs from the new EP, Wouldn't Have to Miss You and Leave Me Lonely, have both surpassed a million streams. A couple more aren't far from Stream Club. Pecos, how frustrating was it for you to see your songs doing well and basically just have to sit on your hands at home and not tour?
It sucked, but that time gave us a lot of opportunity to get ready to really hit the road hard when things did open back up. But for us, it was really only like probably 2 months of not really touring. And then we went right back into it. It was just kind of a lot of different regulations and whatnot in terms of COVID and stuff. So it was just kind of confusing because some places you had to sit down and wear your mask. And some places it was like COVID never even was a thing.
Right.
So it was just, I don't know, it was kind of a weird year.
I know, you gotta make do, man. It's one of those things that nobody, I mean, there's no protocol for dealing with COVID a year ago. You know, nobody knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You got to make the best of it. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops on with us. Guys, stay close. We got more on the way.
You spend an awful lot of time.
Radio Texas Live, it's Buddy Logan. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops on with us tonight. Pecos, your debut album, Red Eye, it's about a year old now. Let's spin one off of Red Eye. Which one do you want to do? Wouldn't Have to Miss You or Leave Me Lonely?
Wouldn't Have to Miss You has been doing a little better stream-wise, but I mean,
I don't know.
I like them both about the same, I guess.
Tell us about Wouldn't Have to Miss You.
Okay, so I was talking to this girl from Paris.
France.
Like right after.
From Texas.
From Paris, Texas. Yeah,
gotcha,
Yeah, I'm from France. I was talking to this girl from Paris, like right before I moved to Lubbock, like that summer, same summer. And I just got out of like a 2-year relationship and she texted me that line, Wouldn't Have to Miss You. And I'm like, that's kind of slick. Can I use this in a song if I'd like find a decent song to put it in? And she was like, yeah, I don't care, whatever.
Did she get a co-write on it?
No, I didn't give her a ride. Reds.
No, none of them.
Wouldn't have to miss you.
That poor girl. Well, let's spin it. You wouldn't have to miss you. Pecos in the Rooftops. We got more of Pecos coming up on Radio Texas Live.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops on with us tonight. And where do you guys get the name from, Pecos in the Rooftops?
So when we first started jamming together in like 2017 in Lubbock, we had a 5-bedroom house together, and
That's
it was
big.
Nuts. It was out of control.
Yeah, I bet.
And we would just go out on the roof. We had a really like good sized back patio, and you could just stick a ladder on the patio and get on the roof. And so we'd go up there and booze and write songs or whatever, and just hang out on there.
Whatever.
And when I decided to release this damn song, I was like, we need a band name. Like, and we couldn't think of anything. So eventually somebody was just like, what about Pigs in the Rooftops? And we were like, hey, that kind of rolls. Like, we can do that.
It works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops hanging out on Radio Texas Live. We got more. Pecos Hurley from Pecos in the Rooftops on with us tonight. Pecos, let's talk about Co Wetzel, man. Co has changed the Texas scene. Probably hasn't been a more influential act since Ragweed. And he makes it a point. He looks after his friends. And you guys, I'm assuming, have a pretty good relationship. As you're going to be direct support for his Co Wetzel's ballpark show in Amarillo. How'd you and Co get connected?
Honestly, after he tweeted, I saw him at a show in Waco not too long after that, and went on his bus and met him then.
He tweeted about one of your songs?
Yeah, he just tweeted Pecos in the Rooftops.
Oh, nice shout out.
That was before we even had our lead player. Yeah. So that at least let me know that he like messed with our stuff. You know, he liked our music. He's a good dude and good time to be around for sure.
Give me a great Co story. Give me a Pecos Co story.
It's not really a long Co story, honestly, because most of the time I'm with him, I don't really remember waking up a whole lot. I don't wake up remembering a whole lot.
Right.
But I guess when we played in Stillwater, I think, we went to the bar afterwards. It was me, him, and Paul Cawthon.
Oh, I love Paul.
And yeah, we went and drank for a little bit. And when we were coming back, we were walking. And he was like, that looks bad for your image. Because he didn't want to walk back to the hotel, but we made him walk with us. We all walked back to the hotel.
Nice, nice. What other options do you have? What do you want to do? Uber?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could Uber.
Yeah,
I just didn't feel like waiting on an Uber. I guess I just took off walking down the road.
You just got to walk. Paul Pecos. Paul Pecos and Co. walking down the road. Let's spin a Co song. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Co song?
Oh man, I really like Forever. That's a good one.
Let's do forever. Co Wetzel, we got more with Pecos from the Rooftops coming up on Radio Texas Live.
Radio Texas Live.
Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Pecos from Pecos in the Rooftops making his Radio Texas Live debut tonight. Pecos, you guys just released a music video for This Damn Song, which starred Alexis Texas. I want to talk more about that, but first, you've become a phenomenon. And I'm going to be honest with you, Pecos. I'm going to be honest. The first time I heard it, I was kind of confused by it. Do you know Drew Dyke?
Yeah.
Drew, he showed it to me. We were at a concert, and he pulled out his phone. He's like, dude, you got to listen to this. And there was a lot going on, and I heard it, and I was just kind of confused by it. And I just let it go by. So a year later, millions of streams later, the song becomes a viral sensation. I'm checking it out again, and I'm just hypnotized by it. The song has something special to it that just sucks you right in. It's like it's been in the back of my mind my entire life, and I'm only now able to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. I know what you're saying.
It's like it's just been back there, and you just opened my eyes to the song. It was mine all along.
Yeah, took your thoughts from you.
So when did you know it was going to be a hit? When did you realize, like, wait a minute, guys, we got something here?
Well, I thought it was weird the first week it got 10,000, and that was a lot to me then.
That's a lot,
and,
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and no one had known of us, and we hadn't been touring, so, like,
Did it take off in Lubbock? Was it in Lubbock where it blew up, or did it kind of take off somewhere else?
No, it wasn't necessarily Lubbock. It was just kind of like we had friends back home spreading the word, and I was in the Marines, and so was our rhythm player, Brandon. He was in the Marine Corps, too, so we had our Marine buddies spreading the word. But I don't know. I don't know a specific place that it took off, but I guess, like, that first week or month is when I was like, whoa, this might catch, you know.
Yeah.
This might be something.
Pecos from Pecos and the Rooftops. We're talking about This Damn Song. We're going to play it coming up, and we also have to talk about Alexis, Texas. More with Pecos coming up.
RDX Live with Buddy Logan.
Pecos from Pecos and the Rooftops on with us tonight, and your viral hit, This Damn Song, is approaching 21 million streams on Spotify. It's about 2 years since you guys released it, and it's still being streamed like 60, 70,000 times every single day. And if you guys have seen the new music video for it, That is Alexis, Texas in the new music video. Pecos, how does one go about getting Alexis, Texas to star in their music video?
I wish I had like a cool story where I was like, yeah, I just DM'd her, you know, and she was like,
I love you guys.
our manager, he's actually the one that got the connect on it because he was in a fraternity with James Taylor. James Taylor was on The Bachelorette like a handful of seasons ago, and he does music also, but he's friends with Alexis. So Jared was like, hit James up and was like, yo, do you think she would be down to do this video? And so we like sent her the song, asked her if she wanted to do it. She was just totally down. And
nice. So
that's how we got her.
Are you guys tight now? Are you guys cool? Or have you not spoken to her since the...
Really?
No, not at all.
It was pretty business-like, honestly. Like,
did you guys pay her? Did she do it just out of the kindness of her heart?
No, she didn't do it out of the kindness of her heart.
Did she really? That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't. She did not.
No.
You had to pay.
No, yeah, I had to pay her.
Awesome.
But, we got what we needed out of the deal, and so I'm totally happy about it. And the video turned out good. So
awesome. It is a great video. Good stuff. Let's spin it. This Damn Song. The music video stars Pecos and the Rooftops and Alexis, Texas. You can check it out inside your Radio Texas Live app. Pecos, man, thanks for hanging out. Good meeting you virtually.
Dude, thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
I don't want to hear the good side. This goodbye. If you wanna go, baby, just leave. Don't tell me that you still care.